This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. We are actually coming to you today from downtown Jacksonville, courtesy of Addit Public House that are hosting us for a live session today. And my guest is Joey Burns from Calexico. Welcome to Jefferson Public Radio.
Well, it's nice to be here. This is the first time I've been here, and I got to say already, I feel like I'm blending right in.
Well, let's go back in time a little bit. You and John Convertino, are the founding members and the original members of Calexico, but you were actually making music together before Calexico was a thing, right?
That's right. We started, we met through a mutual friend in Los Angeles, California. She worked at Radio Tokyo Studios, which is where a lot of the punk rock bands in the South Bay in LA recorded with Ethan James, and her name was Stephanie Shane. And John and I met through her because John played in a band called Giant Sand and they needed an upright bass player. So that's where I came in, and they said that they were heading off to Europe, and I said, well, that's, I would love to go to Europe. And I played with Giant Sand for 10 years and, you know, among other people that we've played with as a rhythm section, because I played bass and John Convertino plays the drums. We played with Victoria Williams, Michael Hurley, and we also were in a band called the Friends of Dean Martin. For a short while on Sub Pop Records, but we had to change our name because of the legalities. And this is when Dean Martin was still alive in the mid-90s. And his manager, Mort Vine, I'll never forget it, he said, yeah, you guys can use the name, but you have to, you know, pay us 33%. So I'm like, wow, I don't expect us making that whole lot of money, so I'm not sure. I mean, we could have risked it, and it might have been fine, but we decided to change the band name to the Friends of Dean Martinez. Since we were from Tucson, Arizona, it seemed to make really good sense. So we did some lounge music for a while. And from that, from all those experiences, being a rhythm section, starting to write songs in a lounge band, we started this thing called Calexico.
And it's been 20 years, just about 20 years, coming up on, right?
Yeah.
So how did the move happen from making music in California to Tucson? What drew you to Tucson?
Well, I think that Tucson is really appealing for anyone who's from a big city. Tucson is a smaller town. I like smaller towns. I like the friendliness, I like the openness, and there's a lot of variety there, musically, culturally, historically. I mean, it's just a beautiful place to go, and the downtown scene in Tucson was mostly filled with empty warehouses that artists and painters and sculptors had taken over. So there's a very healthy art scene and a great literary scene as well, and it's a university town. It's the University of Arizona, the Wildcats, so it's kind of a nice buzz going on there all year round.
In the write-ups about music of Calexico, almost every single one of them makes some reference to the sound of the Southwest. Do you have a definition of what that is? What is that intangible quality that you impart in your music that makes it sound like the American Southwest?
No, I don't. I mean, there's no recipe or formula. I think that part of that comes from the fact that we've written and recorded a lot of instrumentals, and some of those instrumentals have wound up in some films and television shows, everything from Breaking Bad to The Sopranos to Collateral. There's some use of traditional instruments that are from, you know, the border between United States, Arizona, and Sonora, Mexico. I think that probably combined with some of the themes that are dealt in the lyrics and expressed with the band kind of encapsulate some of this feeling of the Southwest. But I really don't know what all that is and what it all means, but I know that I have some favorite writers at the Southwest, and they've been a big inspiration for me, as well as some of the musical acts. Like there's some great mariachi music down there. Mariachi Luz de Luna is a great group that we've been able to tour with and record with over the years. But the Southwest is a really humble and very poetic place, and there's an abundance of space and light, and I think that maybe some of that permeates our music. Hmm.
Joey Burns is my guest, lead singer, songwriter for the band Calexico. We are live from Addit Public House, downtown Jacksonville. Joey, you have brought in someone to help you for the live songs today.
That's right. Joining me today is Ryan Alfred on the upright bass, an incredible singer, songwriter in his own right.
And a familiar face. He was last at the station about 6 years ago with the Rescues.
That's
going
right.
Going back in time. What do you guys want to play first today?
I guess we'll just kind of see what happens. We'll probably play a song called Bullets and Rocks.
The days are growing shore. Patience wearing thin. Black eyes and broken trust leading to excellent dust. The future's built on bullets and rocks. They'll search, they'll save, they'll find it one day. There's work to do and miles to feed. Why can't you see this plaintive plea? The future's stopped, the families disappear into the dark cover of night. Disguised as a cloud of dust and smoke, narcos and feds are all intertwined. You can leave your valuables here with me, he smiled. Our future's promise to you, wrapped in truth, echoes in labyrinth solitude. Security built a lie, a wall wrapped round and around a fortitude. The rocks. Our future's promise to you, bullets and rocks. Our future's promise to you, bullets and rocks. Our future's promise to you.
You guys sound amazing.
That is Calexico live on Jefferson Public Radio, coming to you by way of Addit Public House, downtown Jacksonville. Joey, you and John now have been making music together for over 20 years. What is the relationship like between the two of you? How does that process work? You don't both live in the same city now, right?
No, John moved away. His wife, Christina, got a great job teaching. First, she was teaching in Ohio, near Kent State. And now they've moved down to El Paso, Texas, which is fantastic because now they're even closer to Tucson. And I think they both really, their whole family really are enjoying being back in the Southwest. John is just a good friend, someone I've always looked up to. He's a couple years older than me, and he's kind of the Kerouac of the band, you know. He's kind of the beat poet behind the drums. So there's a lot of appeal, I think, for a lot of people that get to watch him play. He's Italian-American, so he's kind of stirring the soup back there. And every now and then I'll turn around just to catch some of his antics, but he's kind of having fun back there. People are, I hear people tell me often, you know, after a show, like, wow, you guys are great. Your drummer's amazing. And amazing to watch, amazing to listen to. And again, you know, just a real deep person and someone that I look up to quite a bit.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the new album. It's called Edge of the Sun.
Okay.
And despite being a band from Tucson, you went where to make this record?
We went to Mexico City.
Why?
Because it's so close and we should all go to Mexico City because it's an awesome place to hang out. And
the previous record was New Orleans.
That's right. So now we have like this travel theme connected to these two records that are on Anti Records. And, you know, our friend and keyboardist Sergio Mendoza has a contact down there in Mexico City in the neighborhood of Coyoacán, where Frida Kahlo is from and Diego Rivera. And we decided, hey, let's go down there for, you know, 2 weeks and see what happens. And we wound up having a lot of fun and spending a lot of time eating, sleeping, just living music, which is hard to do even when we're in Tucson. So it was a really great opportunity to kind of reunite and see what kind of songs might come out of this.
Is there any particular story behind the name of the album?
Behind the album title, well, I was looking for something. I was looking through a lot of Charles Bukowski album book titles. I was thinking about South of No North, but of course it was just so much Bukowski. So I kept on thinking of, you know, album lyrics. And anyways, I came up with this idea of Edge of the Sun because it seemed open enough, and it seemed to kind of seem to channel some of the themes that these characters and some of the songs are dealing with, where you're not quite, you know, in the middle of the sun, you're not quite in the middle of the darkness, you're somewhere in between. That seemed to kind of identify with the path that this record is all about.
There are something like 17 people on the record.
Okay.
From guest artists, guest singers. There's you and John.
Yeah.
What is the band officially? Do you have a description and a roster, or is it just you and John and other people?
Well, I mean, come see, you know, when you see the band live, you see that there's seven musicians on stage, and on any given night, there's more or less. And that's kind of exciting. You know, the unknown is something that we have that is a gift, and that spontaneity can spur a lot of great renditions of songs or different arrangements or different takes on songs. And so I'm a big fan of that. I love the idea of having a kind of a mini orchestra. So I'm going to try to cram as many instruments on these recordings and in the studio and in the tour bus as I possibly can, until somebody says, I can't play five trumpet songs in a row, I'm sorry. I'm like, okay, then we'll just do a different non-trumpet song, you know, or whatever it may be. Or, hey, you know, in the Decemberists, you've got some great talent, and our friends Kelly Hogan and Nora O'Connor are touring with them. So in the second night in Portland, Oregon, at Edgefield, we invited Nora O'Connor to sing on a song of ours called Slowness. And I hadn't played it in years, and she'd never heard of it. So it was kind of fun to learn it backstage for a couple seconds, and then kind of just try it out in front of 5,000 people.
Joey Burns from Calexico is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio, coming to you from Addit Public House, downtown Jacksonville. Calexico's new record is called Edge of the Sun. CasaDeCalexico.com is the band's website. Joey Burns is here along with Ryan Alfred on bass and harmony background vocals. What do you guys want to do next?
Let's try When the Angels Played. This is a song that I co-wrote together with Pieta Brown, who's out of
Greg Brown's
Iowa.
Daughter, right?
Yeah, and she's Greg Brown's daughter, and she's a fantastic friend and an amazing singer-songwriter. And while I was down in Mexico City, I asked her to email me some ideas of lyrics, and this was one of those songs. So here's When the Angels Played.
You were looking for silver, looking for gold, never to feel the wind turning cold. Always said you didn't need that much anymore. You were carrying the weight of the world, running around with all that pain. So you never did feel my hand in the rain. You were dreaming deep down in the night, dreaming all of your days. So you never did wake when the angels played. Fire in the tunnel, fire in the wash, and the ringing of the bells. Oh, you never did wake when the angels played. Well, maybe you'll find your silver, maybe you'll find your gold. Maybe we'll meet again on the road sometime. Well, storm in December, storm in July, stand in the dome and you say goodbye. Never did wake when the angels lay. Well, fire in the tunnel, fire in the walls, in the ringing of the bells. Oh, you never did wake when the angels lay. Well, maybe you'll find your silver. Maybe you'll find your goal. Maybe we'll meet again on the road sometime. Well, storm in December, storm in July, standing in the door when you said goodbye. We never did wake when the angels lay. You never did awake when the angels played. That
is Joey Burns. It's Calexico live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Edge of the Sun. I can't let you go without throwing in a little bit of public radioism to the conversation, because your music has actually been featured a lot on This American Life. How did that come to be? Was there a specific producer that was a fan of yours and started to incorporate some of your stuff?
I think that as soon as you put music out there, it can easily be forgotten, or it could be easily used, whether it be like in soundtracks or television or film or even radio. So we've been really lucky that the people of This American Life have used some tracks in the past.
Well, one of the things that's been a little bit unusual for Calexico is that you do have a tendency to write quite a few instrumental tunes, mm-hmm. which work really well when you need them for radio production.
Yeah.
So on behalf of all of us, thank you.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. You know, it's funny, the local PBS station in Tucson, Arizona, uses some of our music as well for some of their Friday, it's called Arizona Illustrated on KUAZ, and they use a lot of our instrumental music, and we give them some of the songs on the album. We make special instrumental mixes for people in the soundtrack world and film and television as well as radio.
Was there any kind of unexpected reaction or fallout from that kind of placement of fans coming out of new places for you guys that you noticed?
The one thing that I notice is that whenever I am, you know, hopping on a plane and I'm coming either from somewhere far away or going to Tucson, you know, if I mention, oh, I'm in a band called Calexico, I've heard your name before. I usually just assume that it's from the public radio in Tucson.
And your music's been played on the space shuttle.
And yeah, we're good friends with Commander Mark Kelly and Gabby Giffords. So because of their love of the music, they've played some of our songs for each other from space or to space. I'm not sure where it's emanating from.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, it's incredible. And
do you get any sort of NASA plaque to commemorate the fact that your music was used on space?
No plaque. Just the sheer enjoyment. There is some kind of video that I've seen on YouTube where it's a video inside NASA's headquarters, and they're talking with Mark and they're waking him up, and then you hear this music, and the song is Slowness, the same song we played with Nora O'Connor in Portland a couple nights ago. And it's got this extra reverb that, I don't know, I guess it's just added space, but it sounds delightful. It's amazing.
Joey Burns is the lead vocalist, songwriter for the band Calexico. He's joined here at It Public House in downtown Jacksonville by Ryan Alfred on bass and vocals. What do you guys want to wrap up with today?
I guess we'll close with a song called Falling from the Sky.
Where do you go?
That is Joey Burns of Calexico live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Again, big thanks to the folks at Addit Public House in downtown Jacksonville, John and Joe, for accommodating us today just down the hill from Brit Music and Arts Festival. Joey, thanks for taking some time and doing this today.
You bet. Thanks for having me here.
Open Air continues right after this.